You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews at JaysFromTheCouch.com, and this episode is brought to you by Locked On MLB. Join walking baseball encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan, please just call him Sully, he insists, every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors both past and present, featuring exciting guest interviews, routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts, and insightful analysis of the day's big stories. Locked On MLB is the single best source for daily baseball talk. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts. That's a very long intro ad. Kind of makes up for... It is Friday morning as I'm recording this. Past 2 days have been very bad for me, mentally, to the point where, you know, I couldn't stop crying. Friday's going well so far, though. It's 2:45 a.m. when I'm recording this, and yeah, it's already an improvement on the past couple days. So, I mean, Blue Jays kind of helped with that. They completed the season sweep of Atlanta, which is hilarious. A, that there was a 6-game season sweep to be had. And B, they kept, like, playing with Atlanta like a cat with a mouse, just like, oh, here's the home run, you can go ahead a little bit, and then just dashing their hopes so thoroughly late in the game. It's a little bit of schadenfreude. So I got a few things to talk about from that. Starting pitching is obviously going to be on the docket because Ross Stripling actually outlasted someone in a game. I know, right? So we'll be talking about him. But obviously we have to start with the man who, when Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is not up to the task of carrying this offense across the line and doing enough to get it a win, he is there. And he has been on an absolute freaking tear since defeating the COVID. And, you know, I hope more people are able to defeat the COVID the way that Teoscar Hernandez has, because he looks like he hasn't really missed a step from that 2020 season. I know prior to him being on there, he was struggling a bit. He was 5 for 29, his batting 207, just had the one home run. It was a solo shot in the opener against the Yankees. So immediately there were the questions, like, was it a mirage? Like, is he actually going to be able to be this guy who the Blue Jays can rely on in, you know, that cleanup spot or that number five spot? He has answered the call very well lately. Thank you. 4 straight multi-hit games this week. Including today's 8-4 win. He went 2 for 4. Had an RBI single. Obviously not the show that the double home run game from Wednesday was, but impressive all the same. He has driven his average up from 234 at the start of the week and put it up to 304. He is lighting things up, and we knew Teoscar Hernandez was capable of doing this. He had a reputation as a streaky hitter before, but he's been consistently getting on base for this team. There's only one game since he returned from the COVID list that he did not get on base. That was May 8th against Houston, and Toronto actually won that game. He has hits in all but two of his appearances since coming back. Dude is consistently putting bat on ball and getting results. And for a team that did not look like it wanted to do that very often, especially when he was out of the lineup in April, it's comforting to see Teoscar come in and just completely change the dynamic of that lineup with his presence. And that's something the Blue Jays were hoping he would be able to continue to do after that breakout 2020 season. And, you know, right now he's been doing it. And he's been doing it in spots, too. Today's game was the 8th since he's come back that he has had an RBI. He's picked up RBIs in over half the games since coming back. For a team that was so challenged to be able to drive guys in, to have a guy who actually seems to be relishing the opportunity to bring someone in. Again, it's just refreshing considering some of the stuff I had to see in April. It's so bad. But with this sweep of Atlanta, the Blue Jays are 4 games above 500. And they actually feel like a team that deserves to be 4 games above 500 right now. And second in the AL East. And challenging for a wild card spot. This team did not have that in April when, you know, as trying to will them to get any kind of contact and not finding it. And, you know, I don't think anyone expected Boston to be the team we were going to be chasing at this point, but second place is the target for Toronto. So to be able to place themselves in that spot and know they can obtain the spot, even if they don't have any more games left against Atlanta. They are 14-16 against the rest of the league so far. But they took care of business against Atlanta. So, you know, we'll have to see if these vibes continue and the Blue Jays are able to, you know, keep this kind of production going. I mean, again, every starter for the Blue Jays today, besides Ross Stripling, got a hit. I can't tell you how many zeros I saw in the box scores prior to that. And, you know, I'm going to briefly mention the 9th inning. I should spend more time on it, but I do want to get to the pitching in the second and third segments. Watching that 9th inning procession, where the Blue Jays had Will Smith in their sights and just ran chains on him. Just being able to find anything Will Smith was throwing at them and just knocking it into the outfield. Even bloop singles were finding holes. But Kevin Biggio being able to do what he did, squaring up a lefty and hitting a double off AJ Minter, and then seeing Will Smith again have that confidence and being able to do the exact same thing, taking advantage of an outfield that just lost Ronald Acuna And, you know, I'm hoping his ankle's all right. But that played a big factor because Ahiria Adrianza and Austin Riley definitely do not have the range that Christian Pache and Ronald Acuna do. But it, again, it was just nice to be able to have that and see that play out. It's the kind of offense that we expected from the Blue Jays. So, I'm glad people are starting to find it. Especially Teoscar, because Vladdy Teoscar and Bo, should mention Bo. He had a nice day, 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs. If the top half of that lineup continues to be this dangerous, imagine what it's going to be like when George Springer is actually healthy and can play more than 4 games at a time. Imagine what happens when Lourdes Gurriel Jr. gets going. It's going to be the lineup we all thought it was. And that's nice to think of. One thing you can think of is Sports Trade. It's this new fantasy sports option. It's kind of like, what if the stock market just had fantasy players on there? Sports Trade takes fantasy to the next level, lets you buy and sell shares in your favorite players, just like real stocks. So you get to cash in on your knowledge of sports. And they've added baseball. So you can go in there, find Vladimir Guerrero Jr., find Bo Bichette, find Lourdes Gurriel Jr., and put your money into stocks of that player. And then the more they perform, the higher the stock's going to go. You can instantly buy and sell as many shares and as many players as you like, just like the stock market. Then you watch your players battle and your portfolio value rise. Simply go to sportstrade.com, watch the How It Works video, and then sign up to get started and join the evolution of fantasy sports. It's amazing. Don't sit on the sidelines any longer. Get into the game at sportstrade.com. This episode is also brought to you by our friends at Built Bar, makers of the best tasting protein bar ever. They have 9 delicious flavors for you to choose from. Coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, and they have limited time flavors, so if you keep checking in, you won't miss out on those interesting flavors. Although, if you want to stick with the classic, go mint brownie. Can't go wrong. Or you can get the mix box. You get 2 of each. And know that you're getting healthy treats in your bar. They have 17 to 18 grams of protein, anywhere from 130 to 180 calories, and just 5 grams of sugar at most. So that's 5 grams of net carbs. So order today. Get salted caramel or mint brownie, whatever you want, by going to BuiltBar.com and using the promo code LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your first order. So that's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com, and get you some tasty bars in your mailbox. So I teased that, you know, I was going to have to get credit to Ross Stripling today. It was very easily his best pitched outing of the season. Went 5 innings, only gave up 4 hits, walked 1, struck out 9. And I was ready to just write this game off. When Acuna hit that opening shot off him, I'm like, okay, here we go again. Like, it's been an issue with Stripling. Whenever a player's able to hone in on his stuff, they can blast it and blast it a long way. And especially coming off that game against Houston, where he only lasted 3 2/3 of an inning and just struggled with his control. It had the feeling of like that kind of day. It's like, all right, well, thinking about the sweep was nice, but all right, we'll move on to Philly and we'll be all right. But he battled back this time. And maybe it's because he was pitching in a National League park. It's a more familiar setting for him. given how long he spent with the Dodgers. Maybe he just likes being in the batter's box. I don't know. But this is the kind of Ross Stripling they need right now. The guy who can deliver five innings. And the Blue Jays have had a fairly good run of form as of late with their starters. Steven Matz going five against Houston. Nate Pearson, obviously a little disappointing. But then this series, they've had Robbie Ray go six. Hyunjin Ryu go seven. And then today, Stripling giving them five solid innings. And being more than deserving of a win, except Tim Mesa served up that ball to Dansby Swanson, which, bad timing for Mesa to give up that home run, obviously, but hey, Travis Bergen got a win out of it. And I should give full attention to Hyunjin Ryu as well. That was exactly what the Blue Jays paid for on Wednesday, and exactly how things are supposed to go with Ryu. Seven innings, five hits, scattered, only allows the one run, struck out six. Vintage, beautiful, ace-level pitching from Hyunjin Ryu. He out-dueled Max Fried. Just like today, Ross Stripling managed to out-duel Charlie Morton. Those are the kind of performances that, again, when the offense is actually good, they're worthy of winning games. And, you know, again, this is going to need to be replicated on a team that isn't Atlanta and isn't seemingly hexed by this Toronto team. But it's just nice to see what this team looks like on all cylinders. Even if Vladdy's having an off day. Even if Randall Grichuk's on a cold streak again. It's nice to see the pitching take control. And make sure that the opposing team isn't going to put this out of reach. Isn't going to make this a foregone conclusion. Because I've watched enough Blue Jays games to think that's going to happen. I'm very pleased it did not today. One thing I'm also pretty pleased is to tell you that betonline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. With baseball season in full swing, the NBA and NHL playoffs about to start up, you can head to betonline.ag, track all the action, and get the latest news, odds, and info you need to make informed decisions about where you want to spend your money on gambling purposes. Head over to betonline.ag on whatever device you use, check out all their great info, and if you choose to sign up for an account, you'll get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit by using the promo code LOCKEDON. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So, but I know I kind of did. Like, my reset of the Blue Jays and where they're really going. And I don't want to put on the rose-colored glasses that I have. I do have them. They're my sunglasses. They're cute. Especially after, you know, a team they just seem to be able to thwart at every turn. I don't want to puff the tires too much about that. But again, they're getting production from sources that, you know, were unexpected. And that's exactly what the Blue Jays actually need at this point. They weren't getting it before. But even today, Jonathan Davis getting a hit, playing solid defense. Reese McGuire actually providing offense out of the catching position. Danny Jansen came off the bench and got a hit. Amazing. Marcus Semien continuing his resurgence. He's now batting .271 on the season after a 2-for-5 day. With things clicking like this, it isn't hard to imagine what it would look like full strength. And I don't know how Charlie Montoya is going to play it when George Springer comes back. He might just move everyone down one spot in the lineup, which I think would be pretty good, considering that would make Kevin Biggio 6 and Lourdes Gurriel 7, which makes that top 5 very, very difficult for opposing pitchers to navigate. But it's not even just there. As we've seen, the bullpen continues to be on point, even with Meza allowing the home run today. I'm fine with that. Because everyone else has just been on point. Tyler Chatwood's been on point. Jordan Romano, even in a non-save situation. And how many times... I love Ken Giles, but how many times did he come in a non-save situation and just blow things up? Jordan Romano came out there and struck out the side. Just no fuss. And, like, if Jeremy Beasley was able to get ready in time, he wouldn't have done that. But Romano did not even give the Braves batters a chance to breathe in that game. Like, it was remarkable how foolish he was able to make them look. And I shouldn't be remarking about that, because I know how filthy that slider is. Atlanta batters know how filthy that slider is. But, you know, watching Swanson and Mathis and Riley just fish so hard made me laugh. And like I said, this was emblematic of what Toronto's had to do with that bullpen, given the plethora of injuries that have been out there. But Tim Meza, even despite giving up the 2-run home run, he did his job, he worked his inning. Joel Payamps comes in, works a clean inning, strikes out a batter. Travis Bergen continues to be spotless. And then, of course, Romano. And even guys who are just getting called up. AJ Cole got called up, got the save on Wednesday. Looked like he hadn't skipped a beat from last year. Now they are going to have to manage him because he was clearly gassed by the playoffs. But he's not even going to be relied on in that big of a role. He's going to be a guy who they want at least one inning out of, maybe two. Kind of a Swiss Army knife reliever. And he doesn't have to go every day because Romano's back. Because Travis Bergen and Joel Payamps are stepping up. Because Tyler Chatwood's back there to pitch two innings if he needs to. They've done a remarkable job of weathering all these injuries. And it just offers more faith that when, you know, Nate Pearson finds his effectiveness, when George Springer is able to run on his quad, when the bullpen actually gets its arms back, this is a team that will actually make some noise in the fall. I'll be ready for it. Lord knows, I've been waiting. If you don't want to wait for any more Locked On Blue Jays episodes, make sure you're subscribed on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts. Make sure you're subscribed. So if you want to listen to another one, you can. I recommend from the past year or so, don't go any further than that. You really don't have to. You can follow the podcast on Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Jays. Episode links are usually posted on Twitter. And you can follow me on there at @A_J_Andrews. The underscores are there because Twitter is dumb. I actually used it earlier today. But it's still dumb. Also, tomorrow, I will be doing another crossover episode, this time with Dan Wilson. He's the Locked On Phillies host, so we will be previewing that series, and I will try not to make jokes about their bullpen. Keyword try. But we'll see how it goes. It's not going to be like Locked On Orioles crossover. I'm sorry, Connor. That team's just too easy to make fun of. At least it's not the Tigers. I don't know what I'd do if I did a Locked On Tigers. Oh, well. Anyway, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at jaysfromthecouch.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And y'all take care.